WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin state universities are tightening their belts. The UW System Board of Regents passed its budget for the school year this afternoon, reflecting cuts made by state lawmakers earlier this summer. UW-Madison will lose $7 million. That's the most of any single campus. 10 of Wisconsin's 13 state universities will operate in the red. Meanwhile, two more UW System schools are considering imposing unpaid time off to balance their budgets. Pete Schwaba has more.
Officials at UW-Platteville and UW-Parkside are telling staff that budget shortfalls may require furloughs. UW-Oshkosh already plans to impose unpaid time off for hundreds of employees this fall. Republican state lawmakers took $32 million out of the UW system budget after Governor Evers proposed increasing the UW budget by more than $300 million. UW system president Jay Rothman says he's disappointed, but not surprised. Pete Schwaba, Civic Media News.
Eight of the Republicans running for president are ready to debate in Milwaukee tomorrow night. Frontrunner Donald Trump says he will not be there. Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore says it might not matter.
I just think that it'll be difficult beyond the president's base to really encourage regular Republicans to support him.
Moore spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. Civic Media is airing a two-hour special broadcast before the debate on most of these stations. A conservative group is suing to open up records related to Sarah Godlewski's appointment as Wisconsin Secretary of State. The Institute for Reforming Government wants copies of communications between Godlewski, Governor Evers, and former Secretary of State Doug LaFollette. Republicans accuse Evers of giving Godlewski the job in exchange for dropping out of last year's U.S. Senate race and endorsing Mandela Barnes. Back-to-school time is a good time for parents to talk to their teenagers about their online habits. Nate Wegehout has more.
Dr. Sarah Polly is a psychiatrist who works with families to establish healthy habits.
When I ask young people, what are you doing when you're up late at night? Nearly 100% of the time, they say that they're on their computer, they're using social media, they're watching videos on YouTube, and that can make it really difficult for them to do what they need to do during their usual full-time job, which is going to school.
Polly says she thinks internet addiction will eventually be considered a mental disorder. She says too much time online can be harmful to developing brains. Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Public health officials are urging everyone to be careful in the hot weather this week. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
With the news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Area school districts in session are getting ready for the anticipated extreme heat. The heat index is expected to hit triple digits tomorrow and on Thursday. Milwaukee Public School officials say they're keeping a close watch on the situation and will notify families and staff if any changes to school schedules are needed. Some football and other sports programs say they'll also likely adjust due to the heat. A big Oconomowoc Park is shut down due to the sighting of a mouse. The city says the Imagination Station Playground will be temporarily closed due to the discovery of a mouse in a burrow hole. The wooded and damp surroundings of the play area, coupled with food remnants on the ground, can attract mice. Updates on the reopening of the playground will be posted on Oconomowoc's social media pages. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A busy day at training camp. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers were back on the practice field as training camp winds down this week. Saturday, they host the Seattle Seahawks at noon. Jordan Love had a great day with touchdown passes to Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, rookie Jaden Reed, and even veteran running back Aaron Jones with a catch over the middle that he took to the house. But the play of the day was from third-string quarterback Alex Magoo, who hit rookie receiver Jadakiss Bonds on a deep pass that turned into a 90-yard touchdown. Magoo asked, was it tough not not being signed until just before camp.
Yeah, just getting here and really just trying to feel my way around and, you know, finally starting to feel a little comfortable, a little better about everything in the playbook and just seeing things better. I thought I saw things so much clearer today, and that was really good. You know, I ended well with a really nice deep ball to Jadakiss. He ran a great route. But, yeah, it was a good way to end that practice.
The Packers releasing offensive lineman Jake Hansen today. He was on the depth chart as the number two center, but suffered an injury to his shin against the Patriots. Hansen, a sixth-round pick in 2020, was waived, and he'll receive an injury settlement. You heard about the hot forecast tomorrow. Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, we're gonna adjust practice tomorrow, so we'll probably move it up a little bit. You know, I saw that heat index supposed to be around 100 or whatever, so initially we were going to practice at noon, but it'll probably be more around the normal training camp time.
The actual start time is 11:15, the last practice of camp open to the public. How will players prepare? Rookie receiver Jaden Reed.
I try to focus on, you know, doing my off-season training in Florida, so, you know, I'm ready for the heat when I get back, but I heard it's going to be 100 degrees. That's a little different.
Baseball, the Brewers open a two-game series against the Twins tonight at 7:10. Wade Miley against Minnesota's Bailey Ober. Brewers shortstop Willie Adames did well at the plate against the Rangers over the weekend. Three singles, a solo home run shot, Adames after the win.
Hopefully I can carry this to, you know, to the rest of the season. It continues like that, goes. We need it.
That's the Brewers' Willie Adames. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Foxconn Tuesday edition. Problematic for two reasons. Now, one, Wisconsin got screwed by Foxconn. It was the big policy promise of the former president, Donald Trump, right?
The eighth wonder of the world. I mean, he was upselling this thing. He had a gold shovel.
Oh, he had a gold shovel, all right, Dom. And the other major problem we're carrying over from hour number one, and now it's becoming more of an ego thing. I am quite hungry, specifically for cookies. And once upon a time, Dom, I had a similar hunger. I don't abuse this power that is mass media. But once upon a time, I had a similar craving for banana bread. Someone had threatened me with banana bread. And we were just going on the air, and I'm like, oh, you got banana bread? And she said, oh, no, I don't have banana bread. And I called to the masses, the mob, Dom. I called them out. Like Donald Trump trying to get them to show up at an arraignment to make a stand.
Will be wild.
And apparently, I have been neutered like the former president. I no longer have the power to produce, in this analogy, the banana bread, Dom. That day, warm banana bread, melted butter, delivered in so studio. Good. You remember it happened. It was 15 minutes. The power of my voice has no ability to move the ovens or the masses, Dom. I've been begging someone to bring me cookies because I can't leave. I got a job. I got a radio show. I can't go get cookies.
It's not Uber Eats, man.
Come on, dude. I'm on the air here. I'm trying to do a radio show. I was working the crowd for cookies here. Yeah. I keep throwing in loose joints for Dom at the party tomorrow, man. I got you covered. But is it too much to ask? This audience to have a little. Everybody's thinking, oh, someone else will do it. They haven't done it yet. I mean, we would be okay with a plethora of cookies delivered down here to 202 State Street, Suite 200. That's above the Comedy Club on State. But really, there's like a fudge shop. You could like just come down. I'm good for it. I would even reimburse the delivery of chocolate or cookies or cherry pie, any of the above. But my inability to have any of you deliver on my empty promise of diabetes on the air, Dom. It's saddening. It's like Scott Walker must feel about Donald Trump not showing up for the big debate tomorrow.
Yeah, but Donald Trump Jr. is, so he's got that going for him.
Now, Trump is showing up in Georgia, I understand, Dom, and some wagering going on, because
I saw that.
Donald Trump may, as part of the booking process in Georgia, may, and we haven't confirmed this yet, Dom, but may get a picture, a height,
a mugshot, yes,
and a weight. What do you think it's going to be, Dom? That's what they're wagering on, isn't it?
Is that shoes off for the height? That, you know, as a short guy, I'm just curious. You know, I think about these things. Found this one.
I think they give you jail slippers when they measure you.
Really? Come on. From the Daily Mail, as the deadline for Donald Trump to surrender for booking in Georgia looms, online sports books are going wild with proposition bets on everything from his tie color to his body weight.
Red tie, blue suit, white shirt. It's the only thing the guy wears. Mega hat. No, they won't let you wear a hat in your booking photo. I know this.
One bookmaker site on Friday offered an over-under of 273.5 pounds
for
Trump's weight upon his surrender to authority in Fulton County. Over-unders, which are often used to bet the point total of a sporting event, allows the gambler to select whether they believe the outcome will be higher or lower than the amount selected by the odds makers. According to Bet Online employee Dave Mason, 77% of gamblers have taken the over on Trump's weight so far.
Over 273.
To increase the total by 8 pounds.
They're at 281?
Well, I'm not clear on the reporting.
If that moved by like a touchdown and a 2-point conversion, Dom.
I mean, 77%, man. You gotta even up those bettors, man.
Well, that's what the bookies do, right?
Right.
What do you
think? So the odds are over what? Over 273.5, Curdy. What do you think?
Yeah, he's bigger than that. I mean, because I look in the mirror and I know how big I am. And, you know, I know that I've been as big as maybe like 260 in my life. That's as heavy as I've ever tipped the scales. And I'm almost literally as tall as Donald Trump is reportedly. I'm like 6'2.5", 6'3". And, you know, I have no ass. And this guy's got like a gluteus maximus down. This guy is all ass. So I would guess he's got at least 60 pounds of rump on the back. I got to think he's pushing 300.
Ooh, a little more here.
Would there be a bonus if he cracks three? I would, Dom, I would make that wager. The over under 299.9. I would take the over. A gentleman's wager over a drink, perhaps tomorrow, Dom.
Perhaps. A gambler for gamblers looking for cash on Trump's weight. It's worth noting that the current over-under on Bet Online, again, 273.5 pounds, Michael, is set far above any weight that has recently been reported for the president.
239 pounds.
When he was booked in Manhattan on New York state charges earlier this year, the 76-year-old Trump reportedly told officials he stood 6'2" and weighed 240 pounds. Although those measurements were self-reported and not verified.
I'm about 6'2", 240 today, Dom. Right.
Let's see, what else? When he in 2020, White House physician Sean Conley listed Trump as being 6'3", weighing 244 on his annual physical. That was up 1 pound from his previous physical released in February of 2019, which showed his weight at 243. In 2018, he was at 239 pounds.
That's what Dr. Feelgood claimed, right? That was Ronnie Jackson.
Congressman Jackson to you.
Didn't he just get roughed up a little bit during a recent arrest, the congressman?
Yeah, he was, back in the blue, like trying to push the blue back in the blue.
I would feel strongly that Donald Trump is 300 plus. And if you brought me a cookie or a three pack, but not like Quick Trip. I need good ones, like warm ones, some homemade preferably. If you brought me a cookie, I would make you my hero. But CJ, I see you waiting in the queue. You, sir, don't get to talk unless you come deliver cookies. If you deliver cookies, CJ, to 202 State Street, I probably got a t-shirt for you, but I need cookies. It's a fair swap. It's a quid pro quo, kind of like your president did that one time. But otherwise, you got to stew in the queue. No soup for you, unless you bring me cookies. I'm going to be a villain about this now because I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know. You're killing me, dude.
Well, move on then.
Really? Can we move on? Are you over the cookies?
Well, I was willing to wager with you, and then you didn't take my wagering
fund. Yeah, you want $2.99. You're taking the over. I'll take that wager. I'll take the under.
You think that? I mean, they'd never throw a dude under the bus over 300 pounds, would they?
I mean, if a guy...
Remember Trump
hang on a second. Now, yes, this sir. Is not a self-reported thing. If you're gonna be booked and you're in the jail, I mean, they're going to weigh you on their scale. They're going to measure you with their measure, right? I mean, regardless, man, that better be accurate. I mean, you could take your belt off and your shoes, you know, and empty your pockets, cut your toenails, clean your lip, belly button lint out, you know, cut your hair, blow your nose. You know, you could, you know, take a dump. You can, you know, do something to lighten up a little bit. But at the end of the day, it's got to be accurate, man. Right?
Well, we will know how confident he's feeling based on whether he does the early morning booking or the mid-afternoon strolling, right? Because everybody's a little bit lighter in the morning. Like, I've told you the story about the black hole up in the Dells. Well, that's a definitive weight thing. You get on this water slide, or you wait to get in the water slide. It's a long walk up and a lot of kids, and you're hauling a tube upstairs and it's hot and humid because the heat rises, and you get up to the top and they throw your, in my case, fat ass on a scale, and you got to make weight. In one Christmas at like 9 o'clock at night, my kid drags me on there. I didn't make weight, Tom.
But you did earlier in the day?
Well, maybe not, but I was like 251, and they're like, sorry, dude. Yeah. Moose out front should have told you you can't go on if you're over 250.
Well, you have a wet suit on, and just take your suit off. It's got to weigh a pound.
Oh, I'm sure they wanted my ass sliding down bare ass. No, that was not a immediate remedy offered. So
did you have to do then the coward walk of shame as you crawled back down the stairs?
How else are you getting down? They're not letting you on the water ladder. Slide at 251. You know, like the structural engineering can't take me at 251. But that's, you know, that's like Big Crudy. So, like, that's fat Christmas time, eating the Chex Mix, drinking double, triple doubles I've been pouring myself all week. That's like Chubby Crudy.
And how would you describe yourself now, if not Chubby Crudy?
Slightly less chubby summer version of Crudy. Because I'm more like Trump claims he is. You know, I'm more like, depends. Are we talking morning or afternoon?
Whatever is your lighter weight, man. What do you prefer?
Oh, mornings are always lighter. All right, for all right. Me,
mornings it is.
Well, you know.
After coffee and cigarette or before coffee and cigarette?
I don't smoke and I don't drink coffee. But last time I got in the CL, God's honest truth, 242, even. And that one's got the points and stuff. And I just think to myself, if I could just get under 240, I would be a much happier human being.
You'd be presidential.
But I'd be happier still if someone in the audience brought me some cookies. A moment on my lips, a lifetime on Trump's fat hips. Come back. People will tell us, don't fat shame Trump. But I say 300 plus. More devils. 844-967-2789. It measures on the Richter scale.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. You'll find complete coverage of the first Republican presidential debate all day on your local civic media radio station.
All the show hosts will be broadcasting from the Deer District in Milwaukee. Listen live starting at 8 a.m. Then join Todd Alba and Kristen Bry at 6 as they talk with state and national political experts.
Special live coverage of the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee all day, Wednesday, August 23rd on your local civic media radio station and on the app. If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local civic media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. An excessive heat watch begins at 9 p.m. tomorrow night and continues until 8 p.m. Thursday night. 69 tonight, under mainly clear skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, highs around 97, lows around 74 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about. The Devil's Advocate.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Lots of news going on besides cookies, I swear. But you can call us 844-967-2789. Crudy, I love the choice of music. I want to throw this one out there. Breaking news, I believe this one from Political, as reported at the Raw story, a key witness in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case has retracted their false testimony after switching lawyers. Special counsel Jack Smith's team contends in court filings obtained by Political's Kyle Cheney. The witness is identified as employee number 4 in Smith's legal team's notification to the judge. Chief Judge Boasberg made available independent counsel, the first assistant to provide to Trump employee 4 regarding potential conflicts. On July 5th, Trump employee informed the chief judge he was no longer wished to be represented by his attorney Woodward, that's Trump's guy, and that going forward he wished to be represented by the first assistant federal defender. The witness, since retaining new counsel, has provided evidence to the prosecutors implicating Donald Trump along with his aide Nauta and chief of, Mar-a-Lago staffer, Carlos de Oliveira. The filing contends, quote, immediately after receiving new counsel, Trump employee number 4 retracted his prior false testimony and provided information that implicated Nauta, de Oliveira, and Trump in efforts to delete security camera footage as set forth in the superseding indictment, the court filings said. So the pressure that came down on everybody, well, there's one that goes, and apparently not just flipping, not just getting a different attorney, retracting their false testimony, but also providing evidence of Trump and Cruz's effort to destroy evidence in the face of, what, a subpoena? 844-967-2789. That's not great for the former president.
Can I remind people what the former joked about? That's what the music was for. Trump jokingly threatens to flee to Russia to avoid prosecution and share a gold dome suite with Vladimir. Now, that was always our contention. Dom, he was a little too close, especially that Helsinki. I think they shared a room that night. Let me read a little bit. A Fulton County judge set bond for the former president at $200,000, and Trump said he would surrender to authorities a day ahead of Friday's deadline. And then he issued a complaint about the conditions that acknowledged long-standing speculation that he would flee the country to evade accountability. We had an episode devoted to that in part the other day, Don. The failed district attorney of Fulton County, Atlanta, Fonnie Willis, insisted on a $200,000 bond for me, Trump posted on his Truthy social. I assume, therefore, that she thought I was a flight risk. I'd fly far away, maybe to Russia, Russia, Russia. Share a gold dome suite with Vladimir, never to be seen or heard from again. Would I be able to take my very understated airplane with the gold Trump affixed for all to see? Probably not. I'd much better off flying commercial. I'm sure nobody would recognize me.
Yeah, is he joking or is he serious? You know what I mean?
Well, like, he's got all these options in his head.
I know. I mean, once you say it, you're all like contemplating it. Like, of course. I mean, Trump could fly. He's got no restrictions. He doesn't have his passport revoked. He could take his plane and could fly anywhere he wants and go anywhere he wants. At this point, the fact that this is coming out of his mouth makes me think he's actually contemplating it.
Russia, 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 Russia.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a destination in mind, I think, Dom. I think it's far more likely, though, he would, you know, lease a jet from the Rojo Family Trust. Did I mention the Rojo is supposed to be doing an event tomorrow in Milwaukee, 3 o'clock, the Moms for Liberty? But I'm going to see him on Friday in Madison. I'm going to see Ron Johnson, Dom. I'll bring you back some sound on Friday, some grievances.
All right, make sure you ask him some tough questions, Crudy.
I'm not clear that he will accept my questions, but we'll try. If he provided me with a cookie, 844-967-2789. Terry from Cottage Grove. How you doing, Terry?
Hello, Terry.
Hey, guys. How you doing? How you doing? Listen, just back to Trump's weight. I'm not sure you're taking one thing into consideration. Muscle weighs more than fat. He's almost 80 years old, and I don't think he's ever lifted anything in his life. So, I mean, he could look heavier than he actually is.
Are you saying he's got tailors concealing it in those curtain-like suits he wears?
Yes, because
the muumuu suits?
I'm just saying that it's possible. I mean, because I don't think he has probably a lot of muscle. That's all. So somebody who has a lot of muscle can look way more than somebody that looks like heavier than them. That's all.
Right. Yeah. Great point.
I claim when I look in the mirror, Terry. Yeah, it's just the heavy muscle. That's why.
Yeah, I'm so muscular. That's why my weight's went up. I've been, you know, bulking up.
What do you think, Terry? Are you with me though on the 299.9 plus?
No,
is he over 300?
In a long time. Like I haven't seen him in a long time because I don't watch him. So but I'm just wondering, like, if he's one of those, like, he is bigger, but he's just mostly flab and fat and no muscle there. He could be maybe 273 and just look bigger.
Yeah, maybe he's just slouching. Maybe he's really a Adonis under that suit.
I just want to bring up the whole muscle versus fat thing and the heavy versus that it's heavier than fat.
Well, and great observation, Terry. Thank you for that. That may impact some of the betting and to consider the fat versus muscle, you know, percentage. But as some of our YouTube fans out there are bringing up multiple times, I mean, is that a full or an empty diaper?
Here's one. Low muscle equals low energy. And another texter was talking about the fat. Are they going to measure him in the shoes? Because you know he's wearing the lifts like Dom does.
I don't have lifts in my flip-flops, man. I'm okay being short.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the happier, happy hour. Always a little happier when you join. Previewing the big, overrated Republican GOP debate. We're going to have a party tomorrow. The party will be the life of the party. We'll tell you about the debate thing as well. And maybe even Trump on the Tucker, rhymes with Tucker. Your calls. Be careful, Crudy. Could be next.
Russia, if you're listening.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. We are tracking Tropical Storm Harold as it lashes South Texas. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen's got the latest.
The worst of the effects from Harold are going to be to the south of Houston. There are tropical storm warnings in effect from south of Galveston on down towards Corpus Christi and to the Mexico coastline.
A partial power outage forced hundreds of people to evacuate a hospital in Los Angeles. LA Fire Captain Cody Wireear.
They delivered a baby up one of the floors basically by candlelight, in a sense. They had battery-powered flashlights.
Dozens of people on ventilators were also moved. John Eastman, who's accused of creating a 2020 fake elector scheme in Georgia, was booked and released today. Comes days before former President Trump scheduled to do the same. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Former President Donald Trump says he will surrender to authorities in Georgia on Thursday. He will be booked on charges that he attempted to overturn the state's 2020 election results.
He'll miss tomorrow's Republican primary debate. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
With the news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Apart from the Republican candidates, a significant surge of individuals is predicted to arrive in Milwaukee for the upcoming debate. The gatherings will have protesters seeking to express their viewpoints near the Fiserv Forum. There are also scheduled events preceding and following the debate for Republicans that will further add to the projected attendance. Hours after, a United States senator, the governor, and the mayor all spoke about violence in Milwaukee, a 17-year-old girl was shot and killed. The teen was shot last night with a suspect not yet known. Mayor Cavalier Johnson talked to CBS 58 about his support for law enforcement.
I believe in Chief Norman. I believe in his leadership. That being said, there obviously still is more work to do, and both he and I are committed to doing that work.
28 people were shot in 15 separate shootings over the past weekend in Milwaukee. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
If I could be you.
And you could be me for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Oh. Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom likes it when you call him Big Papa.
Yeah.
Dom will be appearing live with the people in Milwaukee tomorrow. GOP presidential debate. So what? Party at the Roman Coin with the Devil's Advocates. That is a big deal. And you're going to want to be there. Feel invited. We've invited you. Bring cookies and loose joints for Dom, but cookies, especially cookies for me, because I've been working this angle, Dom, and so far, nothing.
Got to keep asking.
I will keep begging, but we also made a promise yesterday on, well, I didn't make any promises, but
no
we
guarantee.
Told ourselves that we would talk a little more policy today. CJ haranguing us. We never talk about the Trump policies. So I got a little more. This one from the Washington Post. Trump vows massive new tariffs if elected, risking global economic war. Well, here's the policy proposition.
Great. Tell me more. Let's vote for that guy.
Of the Republican frontrunner, Dom. Even in the face of growing personal legal peril, Donald Trump summoned his top economic advisors to his private golf club in New Jersey for a two-hour dinner last Wednesday night to map out a trade-focused economic plan for his presidential bid. You know, they're meeting on policy. They're putting together white papers, Dom. Wait till you hear who was there. Trump and his top aides, including former senior White House officials, Larry Kudlow.
Kudlow? Cocaine Kudlow?
Cocaine Larry. And Brooke Rollins, as well as outside advisors, Stephen Moore and former White House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Newt's at the party, Dom. And spent the dinner discussing how Trump could attack President Biden in the 2024 election on the economy amid a recent spate of positive economic news that is, you know, raised Biden's fortunes. According to three people familiar with the meeting who spoke on the condition of anonymity to describe the, let's call it a private event, among the ideas they discussed was Trump's plan to enact a universal baseline tariff on virtually all imports to the United States. The people said this idea, which Trump has taken to describing, is the creation of a ring around the U.S. economy. Oh, I bet he's got a ring around the economy, Dom. Could represent a massive escalation of global economic chaos, surpassing the international trade discord that marked much of his first administration. You remember that, CJ? The international trade discord during the Trump administration? Trump advisors have for months discussed various potential levels to set the tariff rate, and they said the plan remains a work in progress with major questions left unresolved, the people said.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple weeks, Dom.
In 2 or 3 weeks, he'll be there, guaranteed.
On Fox Business on Thursday, the former president called for setting the tariff at 10% automatically for all countries. All countries. 10% tax across the board. A move that experts warned could lead to higher prices for consumers throughout the economy and could likely lead to a global trade war. Sweet. Here's what Trump told Kudlow on the Foxy Business on Thursday. I think we should have a ring around the collar of the U.S. economy. Ring around the collar of the U.S. economy. I bet he has a ring every night, and it's probably orange. When companies come in and they dump their products in the United States, they should pay automatically, let's say, 10% tax. I do like the 10% for everybody. So if we recall back to the Foxconn and Donald Trump coming to the great state of Wisconsin, declaring this thing they had not yet built and never really have was the eighth wonder of the world. And Foxconn, you know, with the willing duped gubernator Scott Walker, effectively became a political partner with Donald Trump seeking re-election and escaped the other tariff wars that were going on during the initial Trump administration, right?
Yes.
So just so we're clear, this is an extension of Foxconn-like policies of the first Trump administration, only more so. Dom, the proposed expansion of the tariff policy, which aides said is expected to be the central 2024 campaign plank, reflects how Trump is aiming to expand the power he wielded in the White House, eyeing sweeping authoritarian measures for a second term. More power. The unified executive plan, Dom, that ranged from deploying the military to fight street crime. Sweet military on the streets. Fighting street crime? You know what that means. He's putting them in black neighborhoods. But anyways, the military in the street to fight street crime to purging the federal workforce. The purge, Dom, it's coming. Trump is opting not to explain this vision to voters at the first Republican presidential primary debate being held Wednesday. Trump said he will not attend.
Crudy, a little bit more on this from the Washington Post on Trump's Policies. Let's get to it. Economists of both parties said Trump's tariff proposal is extremely dangerous. Adam Posen, president of the Peterson Institute for International Economics, a Washington think tank, called the idea lunacy and horrifying and said it would lead to other major economies around the world to conclude the United States cannot be trusted as a trading partner. Although aimed at bolstering domestic production, a 10% tariff would hurt the thousands of U.S. firms that depend on imports while also crippling the thousands of U.S. firms that depend on foreign exports, Posen said. The United States today imposes an average tariff on imports of just above 3%, according to Posen. That number is higher for some countries, with goods coming from China facing an average import duty of 19%. Quote, you would be depriving American families of an enormous amount of choice, making their lives much more expensive and putting millions of people out of work, Posen said. Trump could use unilateral authority to exempt whatever countries he chooses from the automatic import tariffs. It would create enormous opportunity for influence peddling. It would create enormous opportunities for influence peddling, allowing 4 years of a Trump presidency in which Saudi Arabia, following 4 years of a Trump presidency in which Saudi Arabia and other nations sought to steer Trump by frequenting his private businesses. It's a recipe for corruption, Posen said. They will decide that whoever cozies up to Trump and whoever his commerce secretary is, we'll get the exception.
What well, a sweet deal, that's, Dom.
That's all the reason you need. And let me just pause for a moment here and let's reflect back briefly, if we may. The China tariffs, when Trump was president, he imposed tariffs on China. Remember that? And then China like responded by what? Imposing tariffs on a bunch of agricultural goods from the United States. So then Trump went to the bank, went to the United States taxpayer, and decided to just what?
Give cut money.
The farmers. Give them money. Politico from, let me just pull this up here, if I may, not so long ago, 3 years ago, July of 2020. Here are some of the numbers from them. Direct farm aid climbed each year of Trump's presidency from $11.5 billion in 2017 to more than $32 billion this year. Again, 2020, an all-time high. With potentially far more funding coming in 2020, amounting to about two-thirds of the cost of the entire Department of Housing and Urban Development and more than the Agricultural Department's $24 billion discretionary budget, according to Politico. But lawmakers at the time...
I hate socialism.
Right. The massive payments have been a political boon to Trump in farm country. He tweeted in January that he hoped the money would be the thing they will most remember, but risk creating a culture of dependency as farmers and ranchers work the bonus subsidies into their financial plans when making large upfront investment, yada, yada, yada. Again, what do we see here? What do we see? This new discussion now of a 10% import tariffs where, you know, the economists say this is a recipe for corruption. Well, of course it was. It's political. He's trying to put money in his pocket. And he gave a bunch of Trumpster farmers billions and billions of dollars through socialism because China reacted to his imports, Another one from the
import tariffs. That is
yes. Import tariffs, the Council on Foreign Relations. Again, this one from, let's see, October of 2020, a few numbers, American farmers indeed claim nearly all of China tariffs revenue, $66 billion. In 18 and 19, Trump authorized payment to U.S. farmers of $28 billion to offset their losses from Chinese trade retaliation. Now, this isn't a bailout. This isn't, you know, billions of dollars to the auto industry. This is just checks getting cut, man. That stuff got paid back. So here's Trump creating a crisis, right? Using tax dollars to bolster up rural, presumably Trump supporters, you know, generally speaking, in what? And claiming this all under the umbrella of economic development.
He's like Oprah Winfrey. You get a check, and you get a check, and you get a check. A lot of socialism going around, Dom. At least Bernie would have had accountability on that money. Probably wouldn't have started a tariff war in the first place.
And the fact that Donald Trump's even sitting down with advisors like Kudlow and Newt Gingrich. I mean, come on, folks. I mean, he might be playing the role. He might be playing the act, but he's not going to be anywhere near that. Nor is Newt, nor is Kudlow, This is not going to happen.
Dom, I wanted to bring this piece at the Washington Post. We've been talking a little of the Trump proposed policies. I think they're being described as disastrous, but let me bring this piece to conclusion. Chris Clark, an economist at Washington State University, said the tariffs that Trump imposed on imported washing machines cost American consumers roughly $800,000 for every job saved. What a deal! But later studies, which took into account the impact of retaliatory tariffs as well, found the tariffs did not save any jobs. So the money spent with no job saved. Here's what Clark said. On net, this newest proposal of Trump would harm the American economy substantially, would gum up our whole production process. Producers would have higher costs, and now all of the consumers are paying higher prices for goods that used to be imported. Dom, one more economist, Michael Strain from the American Enterprise Institute, a center-right think tank, said the international trade restrictions enacted in the 1930s are widely viewed as exacerbating the Great Depression. Trump's trade war had a chilling effect on the U.S. economy, Strain said, but if this new plan were enacted, it could have a far bigger impact. Here's his quote, Dom, to wrap this piece up nicely. It would be a disaster for the U.S. economy. It would raise prices for consumers and be met with considerable retaliation from other nations, which would raise the cost facing U.S. businesses. It would reduce employment among manufacturing workers. It would be very, very bad.
It's a great idea. I like this idea. I'm excited about this idea.
So we've been going over some of the policies of Donald Trump, the economic policies, because, you know, it's about the economy, stupid.
Well, and Foxconn here in Wisconsin was Donald Trump and Scott Walker's idea.
It's wonder of the world.
GOP debate is here in Milwaukee. I mean, this is what more prime example than Foxconn to highlight the efforts of GOP and mega economic development.
CJ, those are policies of your former president. Defend them, please.
Why would we want, you know, not want to go back to 2.5% mortgage interest rates, 6.8% GDP, $2.28 per gallon of gas?
Foxconn, yeah, dude. We want to go speak that? To Foxconn.
Larry Kudlow gave us.
Oh, Larry, you've lost all credibility when you start quoting Larry Kudlow on any topic. The man has always been wrong. Look up his history, CJ. Larry Kudlow's got a track record about as good as yours, and that ain't good. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got, fella?
Hey, Mark.
Oh, it just never stops with CJ. I mean, he doesn't answer the question directly. You ask him about Foxconn, and he switches to something else. And the reason we had the low gas prices back then is because demand had crashed because of the pandemic. And the fact of the matter is we might be due for another one here. That and putting, you know, hospitalizations are going up with COVID, and then people are going to be unwilling to mask up again. And in place, as a matter of fact, in some places they're making it harder to get vaccines and discouraging vaccines for all sorts of diseases that didn't used to be political at all. So, I mean, that thank you, Donald Trump, and thank you guys like CJ who may be bringing, you know, some more death and destruction to this country that doesn't need to happen. That it just is ridiculous.
And he bears no cookies for Crudy. That makes him bad. Come back. More devils. FKITS, more for your phone calls, 844-96-PARTY.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. An excessive heat watch begins at 9 p.m. tomorrow night and continues until 8 p.m. Thursday night. 69 tonight, under mainly clear skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, highs around 97, lows around 74 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a tribute to Larry Kudlow. Thank you, Nate, 844-967-2789. We'll get to the callers, but I want to just jump in here quickly. John Eastman, the conservative attorney who pushed a plan to keep Trump in power, well, he turned himself into authorities Tuesday on charges in the Florida case, alleging an illegal plot to overturn the former president's loss. He was booked at Fulton County Jail and expected to have an arraignment in the coming weeks in the sprawling racketeering case. Trump's was bond, which we talked about yesterday, set at $100,000, I believe, though I don't see it reported here. Eastman's was at $100,000. So Eastman doing that. We have some sound. We'll get to that perhaps in a minute.
We see you, Tony, from Wausau. If you're patient, you're next in the queue. But just to speak to CJ's point, he evoked Larry Kudlow, and I went to a headline. I searched with the Google. Try it once, CJ. It's a wonderful tool. Oh, geez. The power of radio, Dom. It has come through again. Oh, look at that.
What?
Oh,
geez. What?
Amanda the Driver. Love Amanda the Driver. Insomnia cookies, Dom.
Oh, those are yummy.
Trump's new economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, has been wrong about everything for decades. Just a little bit from the body of the work. The Republican stance on taxes, like its position on climate change, fake, and the national health insurance against it, is unique among right-of-center parties in the industrialized world. Republicans oppose higher taxes everywhere and always at every level of government. In 2012, every Republican presidential candidate, including moderate John Huntsman, indicated they would oppose accepting even a dollar of higher taxes in return for $10 of spending cuts. They likewise believe tax cuts are the necessary tonic for every economic circumstance. Now, supply side economics, Dom.
Every economic circumstance. Hell, every circumstance.
A little bit on our boy Kudlow. The purest supply-siders, like Kudlow, go further and deeper in their commitment. Kudlow attributes every positive economic indicator to lower taxes and every piece of negative news to higher taxes. While that sounds absurd, it is consistent, a consistent theme he has maintained throughout his career as a prognosticator. It's not even a complex form of kookery. If you recognize the pattern, it's very simple and blunt kind of kookery. CJ, this is the man you're quoting. Kudlow's your expert. And, oh, yeah, there was the whole, what, 100 grand a month cocaine habit? I mean, that wasn't exactly a youthful indiscretion. He was working on Wall Street. Just imagine like a bank down the road at that time. 844-967-2789. 8-9, and may I say, my every wish and need has come true, Dom. I have had sweet, sweet insomnia cookies delivered to the studio here by the very sweet Amanda the driver with love. I think they're warm still.
Oh, what kind are they?
I'm opening the sealed they're cookie sealed? Box.
Oh, wow.
Not a cheap date either. These are,
a variety pack looks like.
Buddy, we've got everything here. We've got the chocolate cookies. We've got the chocolate chip cookies, the M&M cookies. Oh, I think that's caramel. I'll let you know. I can't share with you in the audience and
Amanda,
finish the show.
Thank you, Amanda. You're awesome.
You are my heroine, Amanda. Tony from Wausau, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hi, Tony.
Crumble cookies on the way.
What's that, Tony?
I've got some crumble cookies on the way.
There's multiple. Tony, what? Thank you. How are you getting cookies from Wausau to Crudy's Belly? What's the form of cookie delivery?
Power of the internet.
Mm.
I typed in your address and sent them from the Madison store.
Oh, so there's more cookies coming today still. Dom, yep,
you'll have to wait a little bit. Oh, it's not till about 6:30.
Oh, Tony,
they could get them there.
Lady, person, wonderful human being that you are. You are my second heroine. I will absolutely wait till 6:30. And you know, here's the great news, Tony. I got a couple of cookies to hold me over till I get more cookies. I am great. So excited. Crumble cookies.
You'll have to let me know how insomnia is. We don't have one of those up here.
I've never even heard of them. To be honest with you, I didn't know there was such a thing. So I'm very much looking forward to it. And there will be no leftovers, Tom. I'm sorry.
Come on, man. You got like half a dozen cookies there. Tony, I'll see you tomorrow.
Have you been listening on the Bull Falls radio? Do you like what you're hearing?
I love it. This is truly the greatest show on earth.
Well, thank you. You have excellent taste. Hopefully, in radio shows, but also cookie selections. We'll find out shortly. Tony, thank you so much. Can't wait to come party in the gateway to the Northwoods, Warsaw, Wausau, Wisconsin. Down. We partied in that town before. We have a little skosh of history with that town. The first time we were ever supposed to play out in Wausau. And ironically, it's on the very same station we play out on right now, 12:30 a.m. Bull Falls Radio. We've rebranded, but under former ownership, we played out. We're supposed to play out on the Saturday show, and we were in Des Moines, Iowa. And it reminds me, tomorrow's going to be a big day in Milwaukee. We're partying there. Please join us if you're able. There may be leftover cookies, but no promises. But there will certainly be good company and Dom and Crute. But that night in Des Moines, we checked into the Marriott and the bars in the lobby and all the who's who of politicos came strolling in. We saw Sarah Palin and Ben Carson.
And everybody's strolling in late, too.
Oh, it was like 2 in the morning. We kept it open. We kept the bar open till the end. And then we had to produce a best of program to play out for our very first week in Warsaw, in Wausau, on the 12:30 a.m., now the Bull Falls Radio. And you got up at 6, and I wasn't even helpful. You were just editing the stuff, and we put it all together, and Steve didn't play it out for us. Steve being the former owner of the station there. And I made a decision at that time, if I ever had the opportunity, I'd buy that man out of the radio business. Not exactly how it came to fruition, but, you know, always great to make some new friends in Wausau, Dom. You know, that's kind of close for me now. I go up to the cabin, Wausau, getting close for me. I'm up kind of getting all the way to Plover.
Oh, what's the bowling alley, man? Day's Bowl-a-thon?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we got to get up there again. That's a good town.
Dom, I assure you, after we get through this summer, and I know summer's your time, but we got to do a tour, dude. We got to party all around the great state of Wisconsin. We got to take this love fest on the road. There'll be warm cookies all around the state for us. I feel quite confident. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're going to do it live from Milwaukee, the Roman coin tomorrow. Doesn't cost you nothing. You can join us. Probably have to drink a couple beers, you know, make carry.
You don't have to. You can have sodas.
Tip water, the staff. Whatever. Water, sodas. Yeah, that's all water. Acceptable. Yeah. Yeah, but stick around. We got some big shows still tonight. The Maggie Dawn Show is next. She's joining us tomorrow in Milwaukee. And then the Busted Pencils. And then the Rick Smith. Also, we got James Santel. You're going to want to listen or party with us, the Devil's Advocates.
Okay, the hell of a drug.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.